Hello, this is Jonathan Marks via PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another programme from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
And now, here's Jonathan Marks with Radio Nederland's weekly communications magazine, DX Jukebox. Where is he?
I'm over here, actually, sitting in a hotel room on a cool morning, it being Thursday, October 16th. Not in Holland, but in downtown Brussels, the capital of Belgium. We've come here today as part of the 10-day Belgium report that's running at the moment. This is, in fact, day two. And in the first of two programmes from here, we'll be looking at the current state of the media in this country. Now, perhaps you know that the phrase pirate radio no longer exists in Belgium, since, as you'll hear, the radio scene can be likened to Italy a few years ago. There are no free radio stations, as they call themselves, on medium wave or short wave. All the activity is on FM. To show you what I mean, we've set up an ordinary domestic VHF receiver here in the hotel room. It's, let's see, about 10 minutes away from 8 hours GMT. That's a little before 9 local time. Let's start scanning down the FM band, beginning at 105 megahertz. And immediately we've hit something on 104 megahertz exactly. Continue scanning. And there's another station next to it on 103.5.
Le Front de la Jeunesse, le Parti Européen. Another
one on 102.9.
Évidemment très dangereuse et qui sont
de toute façon le parquet israélien.
Another one on 102.4. 101.4.
Au numéro de téléphone de Radio Marol qui est le 512 96 69.
And 100.6. And below 100 megahertz, there's a gap before one reaches the official broadcasts of the BRT, that's the Dutch-speaking radio and television, and the RTB, which broadcasts in French. Well, that's a quick band scan. Most of the stations seem to play mostly pop music, but there are one or two interesting features I've been able to spot after listening around these past few days. Firstly, if you're on your own, then you can always answer one of the Lonely Hearts advertisements on stations such as Radio Relax.
La petite annonce numéro 17. J'ai 18 ans, grand, maigre et très rêveur. Je m'intéresse à tout ce qui est artistique et au sport.
And you'll also find political comment, especially at the moment when there's only a caretaker government in power. The left-wing Radio Plus, for example.
L'avenir ne sera pas meilleur, il ne faut pas se faire d'illusions. Les perspectives de l'économie belge pour les prochains mois ne sont pas favorables. Le processus de ralentissement de la croissance va continuer et va même s'intensifier jusqu'en 1980. Écoutez Radio Plus, je vous propose Gérard Manset, le moment d'être heureux.
Curiously, too, you'll find stations that'll phone the police on air to get traffic information for Brussels and also the local weather forecast.
Goedemorgen, luisteraars. En ik schaam me dood, want ik heb heel slecht weer meegebracht. Dat heeft u ongetwijfeld wel gemerkt als u naar buiten heeft gekeken. Het is namelijk zo dat er een depressie is...
An extract there from Radio Contact, broadcasting in Dutch. But as you may have noticed in the band scan, most of the broadcasts are in the French language. On the weekends, you'll find a bit of English too, such as last Saturday morning.
Radio Contact, power play!
Right, what have we got lined up for you next? Ah, yeah, that's the number one disco single over here in the Benelux, and it comes to you from Jimmy Bohorn. It's called Is It In?
Well, that's a brief look at the FM scene here at the moment. I'll be back soon to look at the reasons why. But now for shortwave news, over to Denmark and Andy Sennett of the World Radio and Television Handbook.
Hello again. I'm off to the States in a few days' time to start the proofreading of the 1981 WRTH. But before I go, we've got a few items of hot news for you. First, a warning. This coming Monday, October the 20th, the USSR shortwave services make their seasonal frequency adjustments for the winter period. As usual, advance information from Radio Moscow and Peace and Progress only gives the meter bands, not the actual frequencies. So, be prepared for some nasty surprises on Monday, when a previously clear channel is suddenly occupied by Moscow. You have been warned. Now, Radio Nederland's erstwhile slogan, Keep in touch with the Dutch, seems to have been adopted by Radio Apinti in Suriname, because last Thursday, October the 9th, they launched their external service, Beam to Holland. It's every Thursday, Friday and Saturday at 04:30 until 06:30, using a special aerial different from the one used before 04:30 when they're beaming into the interior of Suriname. Power on both services is currently 3.5 kilowatts, but they plan to boost the power towards Holland up to 40 or even 80 kilowatts. Programs are in Dutch and Sranang Tongo, somewhere on the 60-meter band, but they've been testing a lot of different channels lately, so you may find them anywhere between about 4745 and 4795, or above 4900. Try around 5 megahertz, because I've been told that that's the frequency their antenna was specially designed for. Now then, I recall a friend of mine at the meteorological office in England saying that they could easily run their own radio service, giving nothing but weather information. A depressing thought for an Englishman. But in Turkey, they have enough sunshine to make it worthwhile, it seems, and the 2.5 kilowatt station on 6900 kilohertz is living proof. And that one has a new schedule, quite different from the one we give in the WRTH 80, so here it is. 0345 until 0600, 07 until 0900, 1100 until 1510, and 1630 until 1815. Now, they do play music as well, so don't worry if your Turkish isn't all that good. Next, I hate to encroach on Rich Jinby's territory, but this item is too hot to hold. Our collaborator Chris Martin, in Australia, spoke on the phone to Francis Littell, who is the chief engineer at Radio Lesotho, and he told Chris that on September the 26th, they commissioned their new 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter, and it operates on 4,800 kilohertz as follows. 0400 until 0700, 1100 till 1200, and 1500 until 2100. Their medium wave transmitter on 891 kHz has also been increased to 100 kilowatts, so we hope that settles the recent arguments in DX circles about whether or not Lesotho really is active on 4800. The new shortwave service from Namibia has been widely reported, but one little item of information direct from the SWABC concerns the times of news bulletins carried on shortwave. According to their schedule, there's a German bulletin at 17:30, Monday to Friday, and at this time they should be using 4965 or 3270 kHz. So, if you understand some German, it might help you to compile a report by tuning in at 17:30. Now, apart from Afrikaans at 11:25 GMT, all the other bulletins on shortwave are in vernaculars, no English, I'm afraid. And let's end with a little fun competition. As I said, I'm off to proofread the WRTH 81, so any mistakes you find in it when the new one comes out will be my fault. But sometimes these mistakes can be amusing, even embarrassing. Some of our friends in the DSWCI spotted one on page 66 of the current edition, and that one's too embarrassing to even mention on the radio. Now, if you've noticed an amusing misprint or typing error connected with DXing, send it to me, care of DX Jukebox, and give me the original source, which I promise not to reveal on the air, and we've got 5 copies of the new WRTH 81 to give away to the 5 funniest entries. But my favourite in 4 years of the BBC monitoring service has to be my reference to the Pope's Christmas massage. Now, Jonathan, try following that.
Well, the one that immediately comes to mind occurred in a news bulletin I was reading a few weeks back, and the script spoke about the Dutch foreign monster, Chris van der Clau. I only just spotted that one in time. And the address for that World Radio and Television Handbook competition is simply DX Jukebox, Radio Nederland, P.O. Box 222, 1200, JG, that's the postal code, Hilversum in Holland. And the closing date for entries is November the 30th, 1980. We'll repeat that address shortly. Anyway, it's no accident that joining me now is Paul Renard, well known in DX circles because of his work for the EDXC in promoting the hobby in the Francophone countries. Well, Paul, listening to these FM stations in Brussels, I get the impression that most broadcast in French.
Well, a lot of stations here in Brussels have programs in French and in Flemish and also in English and in some other languages. The fact is that in Belgium you have the parliament, that's one thing, but you have also the cultural councils who makes decrees. You have the Flemish Cultural Council and the French Cultural Council. On the Flemish side, they are, let us say, quite against the free radio. And on the other side, they are very open to that idea. And that's why almost all the free radio are in the French side of Belgium and in Brussels too. And that explains also that from that part of Belgium, from the French side, they make Flemish programs for the other side sometimes. That's the case of Radio Contact, which is one of the most popular stations here in Brussels for the time being. You have also Radio Huguette International, which is very popular.
So in other words, it's like two separate countries. If you're broadcasting from the Flemish part of Belgium, you're likely to get raided by the police.
Well, you know, when you speak about Belgium more early or later, you come always on that famous problem of language and of community. And, well, here, one more time, you find this. It's a fact that, well, each community has its cultural council, which is absolutely able to make decrees and to decide we do that and we do that.
Well, how successful are they then? Are people listening to them?
Well, it's a fact that, for instance, in Brussels, you have a local radio from the official radio, so it's called Channel 21, and, well, they had a lot of success before the free radio, but no, it's a fact that Radio Contact is number one in Brussels. That's incredible when they make, well, let's say, a public performance or drive-in show or something like that. It's incredibly successful.
Op zaterdag 11 oktober is de Radiocontact Drive-In Show vanaf 21 uur te gast in zaal Onschildenhuis te Schepdaal. Presentatie in handen van Luc de Groot.
How on earth can they manage to afford to run that sort of thing? How do they raise their money?
Well, I have my ideas on the question, but I think it's a little bit... it's very different from one station to another. It's a fact that some station, not officially... it's like this, they have their money from maybe some political parties. Other stations are very empiric and they make fan clubs and things like that. Other stations got money from the record manufacturers and each one has a little bit his own financial system. Another station is broadcasting tapes from religious organization, and so they got their money with that system. You see, it's a little bit. You cannot say that it's the money come from that or that. There are a lot of different sources, and it's not impossible to think that in the future they will get money from the Cultural Council.
Well, how do you see the radio situation going in the same way as Italy, for example? Now, there, they've got almost radio chaos on the FM, where there's terrific competition and things are rather chaotic. Now, what do you see happening here in Brussels?
Well, everything began with the CB. So at the beginning, the PTT and the police, they were looking for CB people and so. And, well, they confiscated the material. 2 hours later, the material was new in the hand of the people because it was authorized to sell it but not to use it. So the PTT, it was the first big defeat for the PTT. And slowly it began with the free radio. They confiscated one station or another with a lot of pretext that they were interfering with the air waves and with other things of that kind and making interference with public services. But at that time, a political aspect began, and one of the people of the PTT, who was the big prosecutor of that kind of thing, was told to be a little bit more peaceful. And now it's tolerated. And of course, it's a little bit the anarchy, that's a fact, because they started with 20 watts. After that, they were using 100 watts, and now they are using easily 600 or 700 watts with a stacked dipole antenna, and well, that give a lot of power, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, some of those people go to another country like Italy to buy the transmitter. Some other buy it in Belgium.
Well, you're involved with one particular organization, RACO, here in Belgium. Now, you actually supply transmitters?
Yes. In fact, we are buying and installing transmitters. And let's say we have made a lot of station in Brussels.
Okay, well, we've got a transmitter sitting in front of us here at the moment. Looks a bit about the size of a suitcase, I'd say.
Well, in fact, it's a wonderful suitcase with a lot of things in it. And precisely, this is a wonderful model because it's stereo, that's the first point, and you have a synthesizer for the change of the frequency, because in some material, when you, well, in the most transmitters, when you have to change the frequency, you need to change the crystal inside, and so you have to take it back here to the labo. With this model, the customer can change the frequency himself. And for instance, if he suffer from some interference from another radio station, very easily he can go a little bit on the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you've got a sort of little digit thing here that you can actually select. And by pushing that up and down, you can change what, from 88 to...
So you can go from 88 megahertz to 108 megahertz. Simply by turning the little digits here.
Right, I see.
So you have the megahertz. The two first indications are the megahertz and then the kilohertz.
Okay. Now,
and then you have, so here on off, you have the commutation mono or stereo. You have the power output. So this is a transmitter which gives 30 watts output. And you need always to start with such an equipment because it's the useful power for a linear amplifier. So if we look inside, you have here the generator of the frequency, you have a power supply, and you have a first power amplifier. And this model, in fact, that's for the little story, will be completed by an amplifier of 600 watt. And that's a completely different machine because that's no more a suitcase.
Okay, but how much does it cost to put one of these things together?
Well, if you speak only about the high frequency department, so don't speak about the studio, about this kind of thing. Well, for a transmitter like this one, it's about, let's say, 100,000 Belgian francs. If for the linear amplifier, that's quite expensive. Let's say that for an installation of 600 watt with a good antenna, you need at least 500,000-600,000 Belgian francs.
Okay, the quality is going up, but how do you select your frequency? Do you just tune around the band, see what's free, and then come on the air?
Well, that's a little bit the problem of the customer. He has to listen and to try to find a little hole on the frequency, and it begins to be very hard here in Brussels.
Well, in case you're wondering about those prices, there's a rough estimate: divide by 30 for the figure in US dollars and by 70 for pound sterling. Well, Vin van Amstel, what do you think about that back there in the studios in Hilversum?
Well, from this end of the cable, it sounds pretty amazing.
But wouldn't you rather be here in Brussels with all this radio paraphernalia?
Well, I don't know. Dedicated as I am, I would prefer to be in a restaurant with a pretty girl.
Darling, let's go upstairs.
Oh, good, the radio's up there.
That's not exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, come on, I'll show you my equipment.
Ah.
There we are. Look at that frog.
Looks more like a radio to me.
Ah, well, Frog's the trade name, you see. Now, watch this performance. You can get anything on this radio. Holland, Australia, Moscow.
But don't you find that with this location you get severe breakthrough because of the severe image rejection problems with that thing?
Hey?
And also, what about sudden ionospheric disturbances?
Before you get caught in an embarrassing position, stock up on the radio facts and be prepared with the Radio Nederland All-Round DX's course. It's available in 26 lessons, free of charge. Drop us your name and address in a letter or postcard, or even the back of a $5 bill will do. Send it to Radio Nederland, P.O. Box 222, 1200 JG, Hilversum, Holland.
Incidentally, while you've been talking, I found that Keep in Dutch jingle that Andy referred to earlier in today's program. Have a listen to this.
Let's keep in Dutch.
You know, I've wondered for years what those girls were saying. And incidentally, Radio Pinte that Andy was talking about has been logged in the USA, as new DX correspondent Dan Robinson reports now from Washington.
Thank you, Jonathan. Here in Washington right now, we're enjoying improved shortwave conditions. Following a long summer dry spell, North American DXers are anticipating an excellent winter DX season. At the moment, Radio Apenti in Suriname is being heard with excellent signals in the evening hours, 0130 to 0430 GMT, when they sign off with an apparent national anthem. The frequency, 5006 kHz, 5006, and indications are they're using either higher power, new antennas, or both. On 6315 kHz variable, 6315, Radio Dublin is a nightly target for DXers, some nights with very good signals, 0300 to 0400 GMT. And while we're above the 49-meter band, I might as well mention Radio Andorra, being reported here with sometimes outstanding signals on 6215 from 0500 GMT. On October 6th, an ionospheric disturbance played havoc with the bands. But as many DXers know, these disturbances often provide what we call direct openings to rare stations around the world. On that date, and just before it, we had fine signals from Pacific stations, Radio Australia, Radio New Zealand, Radio Tahiti on 15170, and New Caledonia on both 7170 and 11710. And as often happens just after that solar activity, good African conditions prevailed. The voice of Kenya on 4934 was noted at 0300, as was Radio Tanzania on 4785. Staying with Africa for a moment, two of the best DX items last year for North American listeners were Radio Tanzania Zanzibar on 3339 kHz and the Comoro Islands on 3331. And as we head into better conditions, these two should be audible again in the 0300 to 0330 time slot. However, they are difficult catches, especially Comoro Islands, just 1 kHz above the Canadian time station CHU. The new transmitter in Namibia has been heard here in Washington, frequency 3270 at around 0300. So far, 4965 kHz. The other listed channel has been covered by a Latin American station. ELBC, Monrovia, the Liberian Broadcasting Corporation, continues to perform nicely on 3255 to 0 hours sign-off. On the 49-meter band, two Nigerian FRCN stations, Enugu on 6025, 6025 to 2310 sign-off, and Ibadan 6050 at the same time. Sierra Leone Broadcasting Service, 5980, is reported by Jack Jones and Steve Weisblood in Friendex, 0600 to 0700 GMT. And here's a tip for those trying to hear Mauritius, still one of the rarest African stations. Here on the east coast of North America, the Mauritius Broadcasting Corporation can be heard during winter months to around 1,300 sign-off. But the trick is to try 9709 kilohertz rather than 9710. MBC has been using 9709 for years, and sometimes it rises above the co-channel interference from 9710. I'll be back a little later in today's program, but now it's back to Jonathan Marks in Brussels, Belgium.
Thanks, Dan. And now we thought it might be interesting to try and meet one of those free radio stations. So yesterday I took a trip to the north of this capital city. Well, at the moment I'm standing outside a block of flats just to the north of Brussels in one of the boroughs. This is a rather special block of flats. From the outside it doesn't look all that different from normal, except on the top, on the roof, is a rather strange-looking aerial. It's a bit like a chimney sweep's brush, I suppose you could describe it. It would certainly appear to be playing pop music, because I'm beginning to pick it up on my tape recorder, being so close. And in fact, I'm told that if we go inside, we can in fact find one of the free radio stations operating in Brussels. Inside, in front of a microphone and mixing desk, I found Jean-Pierre. Right, well, what's the name of the station?
The name of the station, that's naturally Radio Get International, and that's sending on the frequency 100.5 on the FM band.
Mm-hmm. What does Huguette mean? Is it a name?
It's the same name as Radio Caroline or Radio Mi Amigo. It's, it was always so that the man who make a radio take the name of his girlfriend, and I think it was the case in here with Radio Get.
Do you get paid for what you do?
No, absolutely not. We make this because we love to make radio.
It's a hobby, in other words.
Yeah, it's a hobby, yes.
In fact, do you have to pay to do it?
Yeah, we have to pay to do it in the way that make radio is many expensive. And so every DJ and every man who work in the radio must pay a little bit.
How much do you pay a month?
Oh, it's 1,000 francs per month.
1,000 francs a month. Okay, well, I'll let you do a station ID now.
Okay. C'est le little genie.
Oh, little genie, you got so much love.
And you have that radio up there to check that the program is going out,
yeah,
is that it?
Yeah, that's so. We must hear what you are doing with the table.
Do you cooperate, or do you have any contact with the other stations that are broadcasting in Brussels?
Yeah, it can be so.
You record the time signal, do you? How do you make the time signal for exactly, say, 1 o'clock? Now, that comes from a cassette, does it?
Yeah, from a cassette. It's so as with a jingle. It's on a cassette. All the jingles are taped on cassettes.
But Radio Huguette is one of the stations with Dutch programmes too.
Radio Huguette Internationaal.
Goedemorgen. Zeg, kom er maar uit als je er nog in ligt, hè. Een beetje gezellige ochtendoefeningen gaan we doen. Ik zou zeggen, je bukt even. Met je hand tot aan je tenen. Goed doorbuigen, goed zo. 1, 2, nog eens, ja, nog eens. Goed zo, even verder.
And with me now is Peter Rochland from the Flemish staff. Now, with the current political situation here in Belgium, are some of the stations using their party backing to make propaganda?
That's what they're going to do. They're going to use free radio for political purposes. Yeah, something like that.
Now, you have programs in what languages?
Netherlands and French. Okay. And also, when it comes in English.
Now, why do you broadcast in English?
It's for the people, the English people living in Brussels, for the NATO or something like that.
I see. How many people, roughly, are speaking English?
I think something about 40,000.
So there's quite an audience there.
Yes, quite an audience, a great audience.
Are you allowed to carry advertisements at all, commercials?
No, not at all. That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
And I also asked another presenter, Ben van Brach, how do the listeners contact the station?
They can write to us. P.O. Box 51, 1090, Brussels.
But you can't use a telephone?
We haven't got a telephone yet, but in future it will come.
Do you broadcast in stereo?
Not yet. Well, maybe in future. I don't think that's very necessary for a free radio to broadcast in stereo. There are some free radios in Brussels which broadcast in stereo, but don't think that's necessary, because most people listen to the radio with a small transistor.
Now, you're making programmes in Flemish, aren't you? Now, where do you think your audience is? Mainly in Brussels or also to the north?
Well, I think our audience is mainly... it's in Brussels, of course, but a great deal of our audience is in the north.
Well, Antwerp,
for instance. Yes, we go to Antwerp.
I see. So you've got plenty of listeners up there. Do you have problems because you're broadcasting in Flemish, because of the law?
Radio Get is, in fact, a bilingual, so you can call it station, French and Dutch and other languages too.
How many letters are you getting to the programs?
Letters, 100 a week.
How do you see the future? What do you think will happen?
It's dark, I think. I've been told that there is a kind of legislation in the future, within a month or so, for stations with a transmitter that's below 100 watts. And since our transmitter is it's double, in fact, I don't think we will be legislated.
In other words, if they have a transmitter below 100 watts, that's fine, but anything above...
And when they are only French.
And looking at the clock, that's just about it, except for a final roundup of DX News from Dan Robinson.
Following the military takeover in Bolivia last July, several shortwave stations went off the air, and some in the capital, La Paz, were reported damaged or destroyed. This news on the current radio situation in Bolivia from Pitt McNeil, who has been traveling in neighboring Peru. Radio Cristal La Paz is on 5005 from 2300, along with Radio Panamericana on 6035. Radio Riberalta is still on 4696 at around 2300, and two other Bolivian stations are making it consistently to North America, Radio Mamoré 4740 and Radio Abaroa 4721. News reports tell us of the continuing political violence in El Salvador and Guatemala between right and left-wing groups. El Salvador's Radio Nacional has not enjoyed good reception in recent days on 9553 at 0100. However, it has been reported in the morning around 1200 GMT. The Voice of Guatemala is still heard with English and Spanish programs on 6180 from 0800 to 1130. Nicaragua's Atlantic Coast city of Bluefields experienced what even the Sandinista government admitted were riots and disturbances, reportedly over the presence of Cuban doctors and teachers in the city. Well, Radio Zenica is the Sandinista outlet in Bluefields. It's heard around 1100 GMT on 6120. Of course, the international service of the Voice of Nicaragua is still on 5950, heard here in Washington with a mailbag program between 0500 and 0600 on a Sunday morning. Here's a sample of that station.
De esta manera, hemos llegado al final de las transmisiones de la Voz de Nicaragua correspondientes al día de hoy.
Nuestras frecuencias, 11.84 MHz, banda de 25 metros, y 5.96 MHz, banda internacional de 49 metros. El apartado postal es el 248 Managua, Nicaragua Libre.
Gracias por habernos acompañado. Los esperamos mañana.
La voz de la Junta Patriótica Cubana. Noted for some time with strong signals on 7400, variable, has not been heard in recent weeks, and it must be on an intermittent schedule if indeed it is on the air. Around the end of August and the first week in September, it had been reported around 0300. Finally, as we head into the heart of the DX season, the Brazilian stations will provide increasingly good reception early in our mornings. And it's hard enough getting out of bed at 0800 GMT, but some stations just make it worthwhile. Like this one, Radio Difusora de Macapá, Brazil, on 4915.
Rádio Difusora de Macapá, uma voz para Macapá, serviço do Brasil. Iniciamos com as atividades para este dia 13 de março de 1978, com mais uma apresentação do já tradicional programa. Bom dia, gente! Eita, que começou o carimbó do Pará, mano, é aquele território do Amapá. É isso aí. Alô, Amazônia!
That's it for this month. More North American DX news from me on November 20th. And now back to Jonathan.
Thanks, Dan, and that's your lot for this week. I'm exiled here for another 7 days. I'll be involved with a new generation this coming Saturday and another Belgian DX jukebox next Thursday. Back soon. Bye for now.
Some stations talk to the world. Radio Netherlands talks to people.
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the Media Network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website.
This is Media Network with Jonathan Marks,
where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.
I regret to inform you this recording is now officially over.